This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Congress is the undercard. The real fight for health care is still corporate. Recently, the House of Representatives voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act for something like the 62nd time. They have now almost banned Obamacare from being funded as many times as they've banned Acorn. The more you understand about the continued tug of war behind the scenes with employers, hospitals, drug companies, doctors, and insurance companies, the more you realize that the political machinations on the front pages are window dressing, just part of the puppet show as the pawls are pulled back and forth, up and down by the big players. Not to mix too many metaphors, but they are the weak undercard in this fight, while the heavyweights are the companies punching back and forth for advantage. Of course, we have the scandalous way that some drug companies are trying to play arbitrage with people's health and hike the price of rare drugs through the roof, regardless of the body count, not caring about anything other than making Wall Street happy. This situation is so grotesque that Congress may be forced to do something about it. We also have an 800-pound gorilla sitting on the examining table and continuing to pose the most serious problem, increasingly noticed but left unintended, and that is the persistent problem that employers did not play fair on Obamacare and have largely squeezed through the loopholes, providing coverage in name only with deductibles, copayments, and monthly bills, all collectively so high that millions of lower-wage workers are having to embrace the fines because actual health coverage on offer is financially out of their reach and unreasonable. A story in Modern Healthcare about the insurance company's tug of war was also depressing and enlightening, particularly because the companies continue to play such a huge, daunting role in exchanges, pricing, and coverage. CMS, the Obamacare administrator, is trying to nail down regulations for 2017, understanding that they need to lock as many back doors as possible for the Obamas before the Obamas pack out of the White House. They proposed a rule that would require any health insurers to require all insurer networks to include hospitals and doctors within certain travel times or distances from members. There would also be a minimum provider-to-member ratio for some medical specialties. The CMS wanted to make sure consumers had access to enough health care providers as more insurers moved to narrow network products. And that's when everything hit the fan. The CMS is basically trying to make sure that those who buy into care get a standard package across the country to meet their health needs. The insurers and some of their buddies in the state insurance commission offices, who are most frequently their captive audiences in some states, are crying like stuck pigs. They claim they want to tailor the networks to each state rather than have a federal cookie-cutter approach, but the real deal is likely just making a deal that makes the big insurers they're used to currying happier to do business with them. Many hospitals and doctor groups line up with CMS on this one, rather than being hammered even harder by the insurance bullies. According to Modern Healthcare, some of them even advocate that the CMS go a step further and build network standards for appointment wait times. Oh, mercy. Meanwhile, hospitals and doctors have their own issues. Doctors employed by hospitals in Oregon have even organized a union because of rough handling by the hospitals. Hospitals are being scored by CMS for service, recovery, and billing, and some of the outfits that can't make the mark are squealing about the scores rather than trying to do better on the test. Meanwhile, hospital requirements for providing affordable care to justify their tax exemptions, enjoyed by many, are still resisting and avoiding any accountability. My best advice is to not take your eye off of the healthcare fight. It's a long way from over yet, and any notion that we won has been gone since the early rounds. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.